Hello, Philip, how's it going?
Hi, Damien, how are you keeping?
Good. Have you any favourite Elva songs? No?
Not off the top of my head, no.
This is a lovely story. We've been covering it on the news this morning with our news team. The National Parks and Wildlife Service, you have reintroduced or released eagle chicks into Munster, including Waterford. Tell me about this, please.
Well, this is the second phase of this reintroduction project, Damien, to reintroduce this kind of historical bird, which was once a part of Ireland's natural landscape, back to Irish skies. They were, you know, a conspicuous part of the landscape here, an important part of biodiversity, until they were exterminated in the late 19th century by human activity. And so it was embarked upon with the National Parks and Wildlife Service and partners like the Golden Eagle Trust back in 2007 to reintroduce this species. And 100 birds were flown into Killarney National Park and released there. And they've been doing pretty well over the last number of years, seeing the number of successes, the number of Irish-bred chicks. And what we're now doing is the second phase of this project to boost the numbers and consolidate those gains we've made by introducing another 50 or 60 or so chicks over the space of 3 years between 2020 to 2022, and to hopefully consolidate some of those gains we've made with this reintroduction.
And should any pet owners or farmers be worried?
No. These birds, not at all. These birds survive largely off fish, and birds like waterfowl or water birds makes up, you know, 90% of the diet. And also they feed a lot off carrion, so dead animals, dead mammals, that kind of thing, like foxes or rabbits that they'll find, particularly in the winter and particularly in the first few years before they learn to hunt. But no, they really are. They're kind of cut out for catching and eating very small things like, you know, fish. And maybe they might catch a rabbit, but that's really the extent of it. They don't. There's no real threat to livestock or pets.
You haven't any reports of a little pooch or a little terrier dog being taken from a field or a backyard or anything like that?
No, we haven't had any of that at all. We've had nothing but enthusiastic cooperation.
It sounds wonderful. It's great. And finally and briefly, if you wouldn't mind, Philip, how will you be able to judge the success or not of this expanded programme?
That's a good question. Thanks, Damien. I think, again, it's about establishing a sustainable population of these birds, kind of a natural self-sustaining population where they breed year on year and sustain their own numbers. And so what we've seen in the last, you know, 10 years since the first phase of the release is a small breeding population of maybe 6 to 10 pairs that would set up territories every year and try to breed. And some of those would produce young and some of them wouldn't. And basically, we want to see maybe a slightly larger breeding population where they're producing more chicks year on year, to hopefully kind of see that where there's a native Irish population and there's no more need for Norwegian-born chicks. And part of what's going on in Waterford and the Blackwater is contributing to that, because originally these birds were released in Killarney National Park. A lot of them settled in Cork and Kerry and around there, a few in Galway and Clare and on Lough Derg. But we were expanding into the Blackwater and a few other sites in order to broaden that range, to see them maybe spread out a little bit and set up territories and breed elsewhere. So hopefully they'll spread out into some excellent land there on the Blackwater for them. Hopefully they'll end up nesting there.
Super. Philip, great to talk to you. Thank you very much and continued success with it.
Thank you very much for having me. My pleasure.
Thanks very much. Philip Buckley there from the National Parks and Wildlife.